Our next speaker is Xingren Lang from University of Florida.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Xingren Wang. I'm an extension agent in University of Florida and Miami-Dade County. So for this kind of talk today, I just pretty simple compared to the, all the others. And it's just like a demonstration trial, and I did that 2 years, for 2 years. 1 year's data is good, the other year is not that good. So I want to see why, what's the difference, why they're different. So basically, I don't know, maybe a mistake or something just doesn't fit this quite well, because that's not the ET, not the modeling. I won't talk much about water. But anyway, when we talk about Miami, people always think about the tourism and the big city, but agriculture is very, very important. I'm working on the extension for vegetables. So just give you a quick review to see what kind of vegetables we have there. Okay. And this is what we have there. And beans, like snap beans and long beans, that's the number one city, number one county, not only in the state, but in the whole country. That's really large because it's short time, on less than 2 months, and people can grow that like twice a year. But we do have some others, like sweet corns, tomatoes, squash, and also recently, a lot of Asian vegetables. They have a market, and they got a lot of profit. So based on the data, vegetable is very, very important, and it used to be the number one in all the commodities, but now it's number two, but still pretty good, pretty big, $137 million a year. So beans is the number one a commodity, over 11,000 acres a year. It's really large, and that's why we try to focus on that, try to help the growers to improve the yield and the quality. So this is a large amount, and for this kind of a trial, I did that just 2 years. 2015, we tried to use a controlled release fertilizer because people always talk about that, and also the state tried to promote the BMP, try to use controlled release fertilizer and save the labor cost and also protect the environment. So people try to use on everything. We want to see if it works on the beans. So that's why I set up this kind of field of trials at the university property. So 2015, we applied the controlled release fertilizer versus the conventional fertilizer with kind of a rotation. We just, you know, we grow vegetables during winter time. Usually people, we recommend the growers to grow legume and non-legume. So we use the sweet corn rotated with the beans. So usually for the sweet corn, they have to raise the bed. And they said, people usually, growers don't use the drip irrigation. And they use the overhead, like a big gun or the parallel irrigation system. For us, it's easier to set up the kind of drip irrigation. They just automatically irrigate the crops. So that's what we did the first year. And because the farmers don't practice that way, so 2017, we tried to just simulate the growth, the pattern. So we just apply, use the flat land, no raised bed, and just use overhead irrigation, and also use basal dressing and salad dressing for the fertilizers. So the fertilizer we used there is the control release is 16-6-13, that's the harvest. It's the maximum release is 2 months. And the other one, the conventional fertilizer, is 8-16-16. Look at the composition, they are different. So we have to use some fertilizer to make the same amount for the pure nutrients, right? Like conventional fertilizer, we have double amount. And because of the controlled release, fertilizer has less potassium, we have to use some potassium to compensate that, to match the total amount. So the amount we used is like nitrogen is 80 pounds per acre, phosphorus 30 pounds, and potassium 65 pounds per acre. So those two different fertilizers, three of them, the controlled release versus the conventional. So the 500 pounds as a controlled release, we just mainly just you applied at the beginning. And the others, we have to, for the conventional, you cannot apply at the beginning too much. You otherwise can burn the seeds. So we have to use salt dressing. So for the first year, I mean 2015, we used drip irrigation and also we used the fertigation. Use a liquid fertilizer 3-0-10 once a week with water to apply the nutrients to the plants. So, and also we use we have to apply the urea and the potassium chloride, and just like again to make the same amount for the pure nutrients for both fertilizers. So the nutrients are same with different fertilizers. And just the, again, the first year we did the rotation, we don't worry about that, we just look at the beans, right? Sweet corn and the beans, we just compare these two different fertilizers, control release, CRF, compare with the conventional fertilizers. So we just look at that. And believe it or not, we have to practice the old fashion. We did apply fertilizer and stadium by hands, unbelievable, because the machine is broken down and didn't work. So we reached the bed and we weed the fertilizer and we have a guys to help to apply fertilizer. And then we set up the drip irrigation and that's what it looks like. Just with the drip irrigation, that's in the field, and we apply the water like twice a day, like morning and afternoon, about 1 hour each time. So that's the just automatically connect to the pipe and with other crops. So this just looks like in the field, the beans and the sweet corn. We don't worry about the sweet corn, we just focus on beans because we compare the result with the next next trial. And looks pretty good the first year and pretty healthy. And we have a field crew to take care of like pest control, the disease and insects, and we don't worry about that. And when we harvest that, we just take samples. I had four replicates for this trial, and it's not very large because of the labor cost. So we collect the samples, we take the yield and from the field. This is what it is. Look at the result. With control with this fertilizer, the bean yield over 7,338 pounds per acre compared to the conventional fertilizer, they are significant different. So this first year it looks good because of irrigation and raised the beds, maybe that's a reason. But anyway, it is good and control with the fertilizer can increase the yield for the beans. And second year, in 2017, a little bit better. I got a free labor and free machinery. That's from a high school student. They have an agriculture program. The teacher was driving the tractor, those boys just follow them and carry the seeds or fertilizers and look at if get any blockage or anything. It looks pretty good. And this is the setup, and the flat land, and with basal dressing for fertilizers, and that's the plot size, with six replicates. And this is in the field, the layout, and again, and we have field crew to take care of the insects and disease, this spray once a while to control the wildfly thrips and some control some fungus as well. So we collect the samples at the end, and also from six replicates, just like this. And we separate the beans from biomass. Look at the yield here. The control release fertilizer didn't show any advantage, and just similar. No significant difference, but the yield is not increased at all. So that's the situation. And also the biomass, the same thing, and it's no significant difference. But conventional fertilizer shows a little bit better. And look at the beans. Some plants just full of the pods, that's a conventional fertilizer, but compared with the control release, it's just during flower stage, a lot of flowers, not much pods. So that's the situation. Delayed the maturity, delayed for the development of the beans. Maybe that's the reason. So we can simply conclude that control release fertilizer cannot show the constant result. Some years it works, really depends on the situation. And also the second year we didn't do the cultivation because I have a story. If I have time, I will tell you that. And the irrigation system, it's maybe that's the major impact for that. And also, 2 months release fertilizer, maybe it doesn't fit that very well. So, because the beans only need 56 to 58 days from seeding to harvest. So, that maybe that's a reason. And the advantage is that you just apply the fertilizer once at the beginning. So, that saves the labor cost, saves the practice. But the disadvantage is that it is expensive, about $1 per pound, and the yield, we can see that, is not constant, right? So that's my talk. Thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for one question.
Yes, please.
Full release fertilizer, what release rate product did you use?
Okay.
They're rated based on time at 20 degrees Celsius for 80% release. What did you use?
The control release based on the moisture, temperature, but they use a polymer. It's
yeah,
a coating.
Was that a 60 day or 40
yeah,
day?
It's this one, they have a different times, and they have 3 months, they have 6 months, but what I use is 2 months. That maximum release is 2 months. So that's supposed to be at the 2 months, that's maximum release. The fertilizer from
the
poly.
45-day may have worked better.
Yeah, maybe, but I couldn't find that that kind during that time. So we asked the growers to either to change this or mix with the conventional. So that's the recommendation from that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.